My name is Zandra Seipel. I'm 19 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Lee Christopher, who is my friend. We are recording in Vermontville, Michigan.
Okay, tell me your name.
Lee
Christopher. Okay, and where did you grow up?
Vermontville, Michigan.
What was it like growing up here?
Kind of boring. It's really small, really very rural. And a little weird because I was a bit different from everybody else, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, where did you go to college?
Adrian College. I'm a sophomore.
How did college change from high school?
I don't know how I can describe it. It was just like everybody was so much more open-minded and accepting of other people who are different, and I was able to find people that I really, really clicked with, and it was wonderful.
What is it like being different in our community?
It's hard, because our community is heavily conservative and religion-based, and so when you get somebody who is a minority, such as being like a different race or being LGBT+, it's very difficult because people will pinpoint that, and that's all they'll see you for, you know?
What was it like right after you came out as transgender in our community? How did people lash out at that?
I know that my siblings were actually interrogated quite a bit and ostracized for it, and I don't know if my parents were, but my mom mentioned that some people said some things to her, and I'm not sure whether she meant positive or negative, but I also did have a lot of support from the people who, like, actually really cared about me, such as, like, my mom's friends or my own friends from high school. So, yeah.
What's it like now, almost a year later?
In here? In this community?
In this community.
Well, I'd say it's, like, different in a slightly better way. I just think people tend to, like, they know that it's happening, they know that it's a thing now, and I don't think it's as big of a deal as it was anymore, because as far as I know, people aren't as concerned about it or judgy about it anymore. I know there's always going to be people who don't like it and stuff, and that's fine, because those are probably the people that I don't really like myself.
So. What's it like at Adrian now?
It's really good. Like, I've never really encountered any seriousness since last year that has jeopardized me in any way, so that's cool.
What's it like in theater?
So good. I have a lot of opportunities at my college because it's smaller, and so they're more willing to place me in these types of roles, because I want to play female roles, obviously, and they are full-hearted, they all, like, go with it, they're like, okay, yeah, and I've played several female roles since I got there, so it's good.
That's good. What do you think the future after college will be like?
I can't really say. I don't really know.
Do you know what you want to do?
Ideally, I would like to move to New York and audition for Broadway productions or different, like, professional theaters in Michigan or in New York, if Broadway doesn't happen at first, obviously. I don't know, I could try. I've always thought that I would enjoy, like, television or screen acting as well, so, yeah, we'll see. I don't really know at this point.
Okay, more serious. How did your extended family and your close family react when they found out that you wanted to switch genders?
Well, switching genders is a sticky term, you know, because it's, like, I don't see it as switching because it's how I've always felt, but, like, I'm obviously openly presenting myself in a different way. Mm-hmm. So, and I know it was hard for a lot of my extended family to understand that, and I know a few of them don't accept it, and that's hard, you know,
yeah,
it's hard to hear that. And it's like, they'll say, I love you, but I don't like this. And I'm like, okay, well, this is me. So how can you say that you love me if you don't
like
accept
me.
This or support it? I don't know. Close family, immediate family was perfectly fine. Like, mom saw it coming from a mile away, pretty much. So, yeah. And the siblings, you know, they're all really chill. They all just roll with it. And my dad came around really quickly, actually. It threw him for a bit of a curve at first, but it didn't take him long to get comfortable with it.
I know Miss Kimberly's been supporting you a lot. How do you think her students react to that?
I know that a lot of them will be supportive, like, such as the people that I was close friends with. I know that quite a few of them come from religious and conservative backgrounds, though, and so I'm not exactly certain how they would react to that. But, like, for example, am I allowed to say the name? Abby Mader. She came from a religious family, like, quite heavily religious, from what I understand, and every time I see her, she still runs up to me and hugs me and asks how I'm doing and everything, and it's, so, you know, people are surprising. Not that I expected Abby to be, like, meh.
Yeah.
Because she's happy about it. Yeah. So it's hard to, like, pinpoint how people would react sometimes.
Can you tell me a story, like, a good story of something that's come out of this? Like, with people that you've interacted with?
I was able to help one of my friends in college come out himself. Because he came to me a couple of months after I came out, because at this point it's been over a year. And he came to me saying, you know, I previously felt that I was just like, I didn't really know, and now I feel like I know, and I don't know how to proceed with that. And I said, okay, well, I'm here to help you. And we kind of, like, worked through it. I helped him come out to his mom, and it was really good. So I think that's a positive thing, is that I can be a bit of a, like,
leader.
Like a leader. Or just, I don't know if that's, like, the right word. Or, like, maybe, like, just a bit of a, like, support for these
people.
Definitely. Yeah.
I think leader is a good choice, too, because,
yeah,
especially from this community.
Yeah,
like, thinking
we don't
about
have
it,
a lot of us here.
No, and the fact that your family is so supportive and your friends are so supportive, that, like, shows that you have the support of other people and you can support other people.
That's actually a really good point, yeah.
Okay, do you have any kind of horror stories from this?
Last year was about the beginning of second semester. I had been experiencing some teasing and, like, not, like, super heavy harassment, but, like, some throughout the course of the year because of this. And I lived on it was a co-ed dorm, but I was on a male floor. And it, like, the harassment reached its peak when, like, because I would just use the bathroom on my floor because it was literally right next door to my room. And when I really had to go, I was like, I'm not going to go down several flights of stairs to use the only gender-neutral bathroom in this dorm. So I was just like, fuck it, you know, I'm going to use this one. And I was cornered by three different guys while I was in the stall. And they were rattling on the walls and rattling on the door and getting into the stalls on either side of me and yelling just really awful, horrible, vulgar things at me. And I was like, oh my God, this is terrifying. And they left, and I literally was just sitting in that stall shaking for like 20 minutes after they left. I was so horrified. And when I got back to my room, my roommate wasn't there. He wasn't there to begin with. He had been in class. So I called him and I said, oh my God, what do I do? And he said, you need to talk to the RA because this is not acceptable. And to this day, I don't know who they were because I was in the stall, so I never saw faces. And I didn't interact with the other people in my dorm, like, really, other than my roommate, because it was just so wild. And, like, I was like, okay. And it was a lot of athletes and stuff, and I don't really always mix well with those types of people.
Naturally, I don't either.
Yeah. So I had never, like, really interacted, so I had no idea who they were, but I talked to my RA, And then, so for the rest of that week, I stayed with a friend in a different dorm. She had a single room, and she was like, you're staying with me for that until they get you a better place to live. And the housing department got me a single apartment on campus. There was, like, this, like, different, it's, like, a dorm-style building, but it's, like, apartments, rather. And so, like, they come with, like, kitchens and separate bedrooms and everything. But they got me one of the single ones, and I was able to stay there for the rest of the year, so that was really good. But, yeah, it was just really scary.
Yeah, I can imagine. How do you feel about this current election? I know this is a touchy...